there? Good. The meeting will please come to order. This is the Planning Commission, Special Planning Commission meeting. This is Tuesday, June 30th, the year 2015. We welcome all of you here. The first item on our agenda is public comment. Since there's nobody here that wishes to make, would you like to make a public comment?
About what?
Anything you want.
Anything that's on your mind.
If not, public comment is closed. We have a public hearing. It's preliminary plans for Rose Gate at Cedar Hills, located at approximately 4600 West and Cedar Hills Drive in the SC1 commercial zone. I don't see anybody here.
Thus, I'd like to know when it's going to happen.
And thus, I'll close the public hearing part. Before we get started further, Brad Weber has resigned from the Planning Commission because he has many things to do. So in accordance with our bylaws, the first alternate is moved in as a permanent member of the Planning Commission, and that would be Jeff Dodge. The second alternate will move into first alternate position, and the third alternate will move into the second alternate position. So we just sort of advance everybody up when this happens. The first item on our, and it's not here. We don't have minutes on here. We need to approve.
They're there.
Item number four.
Oh, I guess if I'd read. First item on here is approval of the minutes from May 26th Planning Commission meeting. I surmise that all of you have had the opportunity to review this since it was sent to us a couple of weeks ago. I would entertain a motion to approve these minutes.
I move that we approve the minutes from Planning Commission dated April 26th.
May 26th,
April 2015.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Call any questions or comments? All in favor of approving the minutes, aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Minutes are approved. The next item on here is discussion on the guidelines for design and review of the planned commercial development projects, which we've been working on for quite some time. And tonight is exclusively working on these guidelines. And I think we started somewhere back in here. I've lost the place. Go ahead, Chandler.
Can I request that we make the tables more of a U shape so that we can see each other in this discussion?
Yes, yeah. Sounds like a pregnant idea.
Same thing.
Hold the middle ones back and just squeeze ones up a little bit.
I think the first item that we brought up was pertaining to the types, our chart that we had.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I spent some time with my Ouija board going through all of this and typed it up this morning. Three, four over there. The way I saw it, and one, two, three. Colleen may need a copy of this too. I don't know, but passing that way. I created some new things. I divided everything up into major areas. I have retail, automotive, financial institutes, adult family care centers, service and food service was another one, and then real estate. If I didn't know what to do with something, I dumped it into real estate. And that, so just so there's some funny things there, but retail. And I copied the C's over. Antique shops, art shops and supplies, baby supplies, bakeries. Bakery I took out of there. That should not be there. I've got it elsewhere.
So you didn't add any items, you just reorganized.
No, I did add items,
you did.
Too.
Yeah. Why did you put art shops as an office?
Art shops and supplies?
As office.
It's not office, it's as a
mixed-use office.
Oh, because it can be held there. It can be put in there. bicycle shops, bookstores, drugstores, food sales, floral shops. Pardon? Antique shops can be there. Well, it's not in the office area.
Could be.
If it's blank. Yeah, well, these are things we can add. Lumber yards. We've never had lumber yards in there. Maybe somebody will want to build a lumber yard across from Walmart or something. Hobby and craft stores, home improvement centers, furniture and interior decorating, jewelry stores, music store, pet select, grooming shops, photography stores and supplies, sports store, automotive, automotive lube center, car wash, car dealer. We've never had a car dealer in there. Gas station, convenience mart, financial is banks, credit unions, check cashing, stock brokers, loan offices, adult care centers or assisted living, convalescent homes, cognitive care, slant, senior living, services are barbershops, beauty parlors, cleaners, dance studios, laundromat, locksmith, shoe repair. That, we've never had that in. Food service is, of course, your bakery. Catering establishments, drive-through windows, fast food establishments, restaurants. Real estate is church and houses of worship. You might have, the Muslims might show up and want to build one of their buildings here in the middle of the city. So I just thought this would take the place of much arguing. Preschool, daycares, community services, professional offices, residential attached units, recreation facilities. I had no idea where to put movie theaters or signage, so they went under real estate.
Did you say furniture store?
No, I did not.
Yes,
you did. Yes, you did.
Under retail.
Furniture and interior.
Under retail?
Under retail, six from the bottom up top.
Yeah, furniture and interior decorating.
Did you put classes, place for people to teach classes of all sorts?
That would be down under
service.
Under your service.
Do you call that education or?
That's actually a pretty good one to put in there, like a Sylvan Learning Center or
mathnasium,
something of that.
You could do tutoring or education.
Tutoring and education.
Where would you put that?
Under
service. Services, right?
Tutoring and education.
Yeah, I kind of like that.
What I was trying to do here was trying to anticipate anything that could be built in the 12 and 9 acres down there that we need to...
What's the consequence in the code, if you will, if something comes that's not on this list? I'm trying to think of everything in the world imaginable that might come.
What's
the path someone takes if it's not on the list?
All right, so this is what I spent a lot of time thinking about and working on and being very unnecessarily complicated. I kept making up little... Like if you answer these six questions and come up with an aggregate score, and that would tell you where you could be. And I couldn't come up with anything that was clear and easy to understand, which is why I didn't bring anything like this. Thank you for doing this. But if you had criteria, if there was a way we could just say, I love this list, and we can expand it and work on it. But just if somebody came in with a retail that wasn't on this list, well, if you had one or two questions to ask, you could determine... You know, like we've got one of the retails, art shop and supplies, that you've got a C in the mixed use office. The rest of them don't have it. So maybe with retail you could say it's just the two on the left. And that with service it could be in any of them depending on the impact to the surrounding area.
Well, so I apologize. I mean, the question I ask is one I probably could have searched for myself in the code. I'm just wondering what's in the code itself, right, as it stands now.
I don't believe there's anything in the code. Right now, I don't think that there's anything in the code that would dictate how that's determined.
Well,
there's the substantially similar. Similar.
Yeah.
That's really all you have to go off. That's kind of what we've done with Rosegate.
Yeah, I mean, so something...
Yeah, which is why a set of criteria would help, but... How do you...
But it's a permitted activity, right? I mean, it's not prohibited, nor is it permitted, but somebody could apply to be something that's not on the list.
Yeah.
And still seek approval, right? Because even though it's not on the list.
I think they have every right to bring their application to the Planning Commission and the City Council. One thing I think that Commissioner Dodge has done that I really like is the grouping in types. I think that really helps. And maybe, just thinking about it, maybe what if you had some all-encompassing other retail category that went, you know, in neighborhood retail and office retail, or something that kind of encompassed the net at the bottom that caught all everything else that wasn't there specifically.
Yeah. Like movie theater?
Other retail, you're saying?
Yeah, like movie theater.
Because, I mean, if somebody comes and it's a retail-based business, but if it's not on this list, you'll know it's a retail business.
Mm-hmm. Do we need to add a statement in that 3.2 under that says under the substantially similar that also will include that? Because right now we just say if it's substantially similar.
I would think that you would clean that language up to take into consideration Mr. Griggs's situation here.
Yeah.
That way when somebody does come, like, you have a process ready for them, so you're not shooting from the hip.
Mm-hmm. It says substantially the same. Which is
little
more, I only mention that because it's a little more confining than
similar.
Substantially similar.
You're right.
We can change that if we want to. I just wanted to point out that the actual language is a little more restrictive.
If I can maybe touch on that substantially.
Neither of those terms are objective.
Yeah, you're right.
And they're both
subjective. You're right.
They mean nothing.
When we talk about something being substantially the same as, we're not talking about really what happens inside of the business. It's really what is the impact on the community. Is the impact on the community of a movie theater substantially the same as the impact of an arts dealership or an art shop?
I would disagree with the language because it says if a proposed use is not listed, it can be shown to be substantially the same as an existing item. So it's talking about use.
Right.
It is talking about use, but when we had an attorney come down and talk about that language substantially the same as, they're going to look at it in terms of land use, meaning what are the impacts? What are the noise impacts? What are the traffic impacts?
Then maybe we should say that.
And I think that's where you...
I can see people reading that and say, no, it has to be similar. And then just a housekeeping thing. Glenn, on your list, I think the arts and supply shop, you carried the C over from the assisted living below it. Because in the table, it's in our document.
Okay.
It's only in one.
It's the assist. It's right. The one right below has one off three, so I think you just carried that one over.
So if you were to say, but if a proposed use is not listed in the use table below, but its impact on the community can be shown to be substantially
the same. I like that phrase.
So then you're defining what's substantially the same, what measurement that is. It's not, oh, they say it sells crayons and this person sells markers, so that's say it's substantially the same. Nobody cares about that. Care about how's it going to impact the community?
Yes.
That's really where it comes from.
They're going to be, but it's going to be.
Wait, say that again.
The tattoo parlor is classed as art, so you want
to. But we can't zone something out.
Yeah.
There has to be a spot in the city for it, whether it's in the middle of Cedar Hills Drive or not. But I mean, we can't prohibit them from coming if they.
Some of these items we have already, not really zoned out, but we've. Yes, we really have zoned out, like an adult bookstore and check cashing. We've zoned those out too.
We have language allowing for one check cashing place.
Yeah, I was gonna say check cashing's on this list, on this chart.
I know it is, but we've zoned it out. But we can't say you can't have it. We've just said if you're going to build a check cashing, it has to be up by the water tower.
Oh, that's right.
Or if you want an adult bookstore, it's in the manhole cover right outside of Walmart. That meets the criteria. So.
Don't type that. That's not very convenient.
I have to bring your own ladder.
But maybe that's the route we go, is we change the verbiage related to the substantially the same.
Yeah.
If that's what we want. Now, I understand you're saying an attorney interpreted it that way. Do we get into danger if we change that language? Do we want it to stay the way it is and the way we've interpreted it? I'm just throwing that out there.
That language has caused a lot of confusion in past deliberations.
It has.
I think it needs to be cleaned up because if the attorney says it doesn't mean what I think most of us read it as, then because most of us non-attorneys read it as that.
Then you say it's but its impact on the community can be shown to be substantially the same.
Would you go so far as to say impact in terms of
Sure.
Land use,
A, B, C, D,
et cetera?
Yeah, I would, yeah.
But then what like
is essentially the same.
But it makes it complicated, though.
I mean, one person's impact is another person's
but you're going to interpret it when they bring it to the commission. That's our job, is to interpret the ordinances, and we'll do that.
Yeah.
These are conditional uses.
What I was trying to do is what John mentioned, too. I racked my brains trying to simplify this, and I could not come up with any way to simplify
this. Yeah, everything
this,
so I did made it more complicated.
Like this.
I think this list is just
upsetting. Sometimes more complicated can be more clear. It just makes it longer.
Yeah, well, they have a typewriter that can condense this down quite nicely instead of two pages. But I don't know, I was on the computer all morning working on this.
I thought Chandler was going to make a comment there about the substantially the same.
What I was going to get at is that everything is conditional use. And so you think about, well, what are the conditions that you can place on it? The conditions are limiting their impacts. You're not going to say to the art shop, and I keep bringing up the art shop just because we talked about it, but you're not going to say, okay, well, you can sell crayons but not markers. You can't regulate them to that level. But
no,
you can't have a spotlight outside of your store like you were proposing. You know, and you can place certain conditions, and the conditions have to be in some way related back to the impact on the community. That's where the condition comes in. So you're saying, okay, well, this store is anticipated that it's going to impact traffic negatively. How can we mitigate that? Can we mitigate that? And what conditions can we place on them in order to mitigate that? For instance, with Walmart, there is the thought that the traffic would substantially increase due to the Walmart being there. So we had Walmart put in as part of one of our traffic measures a speed bump that's on the east side of Walmart on 4600. So there's these conditions that you can place on people. But as far as like getting down to the nitty gritty of their business model, that's probably outside the purview of
if they fit the criteria.
Yeah.
If it's a duck, it's a duck. Yeah. Quacks like a duck.
Well, if that's the case, then why do we have all the different kinds of stores when business model, bicycle, book, drug, food, floral, garden, why not just say retail store? I mean, why?
You could.
Why say all these business models if we're trying to?
You could, but if you wanted to, I think if you wanted to dial it, narrow it down more, say, like, let's say you took this list here and you said, okay, well, we are comfortable with an art shop in the office retail zone, but we're not, or sorry, we're comfortable with an art shop in the office zone, but we're not comfortable with a lumber yard in the office zone. That's where you would make those distinctions rather than saying retail is allowed here, not here. Because there are different types of retail, there are different impacts retail has. That would be my one thought, but you're right. You could just say retail is allowed in these two zones, not in this zone. Or
I would just strike lumber yard from the list altogether.
Why? Well, maybe they want to build one.
They can apply under the example we just talked about a moment ago. If they aren't impact the city.
Do you think you could compress this down to the bold headings?
We argued over bank, which was in the old one. Right. What does it mean? Does that mean a credit union is a bank or is it not? So there was some question there. So that's why I elaborated further. Banks, credit unions, check cashing, stockbrokers, loan offices. And that. Just trying to anticipate any questions or any problems that might come in the future from somebody saying, well, what did they really mean about that? I mean, we're all gone and dead, and there's somebody sitting here trying to interpret what we're thinking.
Right.
So that's why I expanded it.
I actually like the expansion, but I also think that it potentially shows a prejudice. Look at the financial institutions block.
Well, check cash is not technically.
Is it?
Well, it's under that.
It's a short-term loan.
It's a Yeah, but I don't think they don't fall under the same rules and stuff as banking institutions.
But if, so what I'm saying is, if we're calling in a financial institution, it shows a potential prejudice here where we're saying we like everybody except them.
No, I don't.
And so it kind of can make those things be apparent.
Well, and that's fine. We can have prejudices, in my opinion. There are certain things we want to attract to our city, and there are certain things we like to discourage, in my opinion. I mean, to be candid about it, that's my opinion.
I'm worried about the legal, not about our opinion, because I don't want to check cashing store back there either. But
if we were to be challenged on it,
it's already zoned out.
That's what I'm worried about, is if we're challenged.
They're welcome in our city as long as they come to that particular zone. Right? I mean,
yeah, it's been zoned.
You were welcome to come.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, as long as we're
legally clear, I'm fine.
Well, before this goes to be adopted, I would say that the city will have Kurt McConkie take a peek at it and give their opinion.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Something this big would definitely.
This was just a suggestion that I put forth. I can see one thing here.
Can I just, this is my opinion. I think we as a city leap too frequent and often for legal opinions. I think it costs the city a lot of money, and we're constantly, it's almost like the law firms are running everything we do. I'm just, my opinion is this planning commission is capable of defining this list without legal opinion.
Right, and I agree with that to a certain extent, but at the same time, when you pass a document that somebody like Rosegate uses as their development guidelines, and then they are either approved or denied, and this is taken up in, you know, a judge's office, the city better well know that what they passed, what they've got, that what they're ruling on has been probably seen by the eyes of some lawyers. I think that's just prudent.
I agree. I don't think the lawyers are going to review it in terms of what Cedar Hills wants.
No.
They're just going to look for any legal missteps or trip-ups.
Like for example, what if we said, okay, assisted living facilities are only allowed in the office zone, but not the other two, and somebody said, okay, well, that's discriminatory housing, and we came back and got challenged on that. I don't know. That could open up the city to certain liabilities, you know. And I think if we can prevent those by a simple legal review, and there have been times that we've had legal review, and the council has decided to say, thanks for your opinion, but we feel differently.
Yeah.
So it's not binding in any way.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just pointing that whenever we do that, we probably just cost, that's probably $500 right there.
Well, we have a retainer where we
have somebody look at what we're just talking about.
It's also been a retainer. I mean, we're going to be probably paying the same either way, whether or not they review it or not. So might as well get the money worth for the retainer we use.
Well, that's just my opinion.
Let's move on to section 4. Go ahead, Greg. Do you have questions?
Yeah, I mean, so what happens with the list then? The list stays, or the list is condensed? Because, I mean, for example, if you have a guy that wants to open a computer store in the pad that M-Source is building any day now, there's computer stores on that.
Office supplies not.
I mean, it's hard to make an all-inclusive list.
Right.
It is.
Well, I was just trying to look in here, Greg, to see if there was anything that said that this is not an inclusive list.
There's nothing that says that.
Mm-hmm. But if you were
generally, there is
because there's between like retail and automotive. I mean, you look at this list and you can see that there are certain trends. Like retail is generally allowed in these two zones, not this one.
Right.
So I mean, if you're willing to say we want retail in these two zones, but not this one, and you're willing to live with that. Whatever retail comes your way, you can condense it down to retail.
Yeah, you could do away with all of them.
I mean, they do follow the trend. They only, you know, check cashing and then a couple of the others.
Maybe you wouldn't even have to condense every category. Maybe you just condense a few of them. Say, okay, all retail is in these two zones. All financial institutions are in all three zones or whatever. Adult family care centers are allowed in all three zones.
But we were arguing over what is a bank? Or what is...
We have two of them now.
I know we have two of them. Or what is assisted living? Do they qualify for assisted living, or do they qualify as
that's cognitive?
Yeah.
It's cognitive. So that's why I put it in here. It's adult family care centers. It's the best way I could think of it.
Cognitive? Conjugate.
I would actually drop adult family and say care centers, and I would add child care to the list.
Yeah.
You would add child care?
Just say care centers and add child care to that list, make it four.
Some daycare up somewhere under services?
Preschool and daycare are already there.
Where?
In real estate at the end.
So yeah.
Yeah, the catch-all.
Yeah, they really belong under...
Yeah.
Well, it's under there because I consider they probably have to build it, but... Really, they don't. They can put it in their home, too.
Is that the city building? Is community services?
No, that's the public.
Community services would probably be something library or a rec center.
Well, they just tore down the University of Utah extension in Sandy today.
Did they?
And it's gone. That's a educational facility, educational company, and it was moved to the city center and put into their commercial there. Now, University of Utah is probably not going to do that, although they could, but it's going to take a fair amount of space and parking and traffic. Does that fit in here?
I suggest just start with one section at a time. Like, let's do retail, deal with it, and then move on to the next one. So, I'm guilty of us jumping. I'm jumping us all around. I just thought maybe if we start the retail list, tackle it. Don't talk about anything else until we deal with the retail list, and then move on to the next. And then by the time we get there, we'll have a done document potentially.
That'd be a step in the right direction.
So what would you add to retail or delete from here on retail?
I would add office supply.
Computer store.
Computer store, yeah.
Well, office supply / computer store.
I think I would delete everything.
No. I would delete everything.
Just go with
it. Just say
I kind of like that, but it...
I like...
retail means something.
I like that too, but I want to be able to take to lumberyard.
A bank is not a retail establishment. Dentist is not a retail establishment. They do not, sell things and collect sales. Now, beauty salon's trickier because they're a service and some retail, but
and barbershops and cleaners.
I like that idea. If we can create an almost like exception list, though. Like lumberyard, do we want to let lumberyard be anywhere a retail would go, or I don't know, place that.
I was just at Ace today.
Sell something else.
A little less driving.
I mean, a nursery, for example, a nursery.
Well, that's not in here at all either.
A garden supplies.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think of if there's any nuisance retail that we want to isolate to a certain side or part of the city.
Well, they're in the retail and the office retail. I mean, they are isolated somewhat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a nuisance retail still has to comply with the rest of our guidelines.
And you still have your permit.
That's the thing, is if it's a lumber yard, you still are able to say
no delivery.
Right.
They would have to. Obviously,
they're overhead doors, their trash containers, all that's regulated by our guidelines.
Do we have a definition of what retail is?
That's a good question. If we're going to condense this list,
do we
do a definition that doesn't say it's, and I'm not proposing one way or the other, but if we are going to condense it, maybe we need to have some sort of definition of what retail is.
In my mind, it's something that somebody physically carries out of the store, like it's product sales.
Buy goods. That's,
it's not a car wash. It's a.
Well, this says something about the necessary to meet the day-to-day needs of area residents. So that doesn't really mean carry something out, but I could see why we could expand that, add that to it.
Product sales or inventory sales.
We could probably find a definition that we like.
We don't have to find it tonight, but.
if...
Because everything else on this list, I mean, you know, I guess shoe repair, I mean, that's your own shoes, I guess, so it's not really a product you're buying, right? Unless they happen to sell shoes in the shoe repair store, that might become retail, right?
Well, and this is the thing, for the possible crossover of retail and service, if you say that the primary purpose of the business is, mm-hmm. on a shoe repair place, the primary purpose of it is to repair. Yes, they also sell
laces. Beauty parlors, they sell shampoo, right?
Exactly, but the primary purpose of it is not to sell shampoo. It's to perform the service, and then that's a secondary.
Ancillary,
there you go. So that could differentiate, because I think the only real crossover would be the retail service, and then I guess food services retail.
I'm sure we can find a good definition.
Retail is the sale of goods to public in relatively small quantities for use or consumption rather than for resale.
That's for me to say, but I think we can find some definitions.
Read it one more time.
Okay. It says the sale of goods to the public in relatively small quantities for use or consumption rather than for resale.
So
it's you're walking out of the building with something.
Right.
Yeah. Again, the crossover I worry about there is the service ones, and I think we can handle that. And then the food service, how is that different from then restaurant? Is a restaurant a retail establishment then? I think the impact on the community is dramatically different.
How do you define goods?
You walk out with something in your belly, and you pay sales tax on it. Because if you go to the dentist, you don't pay sales tax.
Well, you pay sales tax on them. I don't know, on some of these other things.
But if you had...
Generally speaking, like services, like, you don't, you know, when you're doing your business, you don't charge sales tax, you're providing a service. You're not providing any goods to it.
So, I mean, gas station parts is now retail, right?
No, it's just not.
Gas stations are considered retail under that definition.
Right.
Unless we change the definitions.
Which is why I kind of like splitting out the automotive retail as separate from the other retail. I like that separated very much. I think the restaurant should be separated as well. I'm just saying we'll need to.
He's got it separated here.
I know, and I like that. I think it's
maybe
very important.
It can stay that way. I mean, I think if somebody came to us and you had a list that one said retail and one said food services, and they were proposing a restaurant, I think people would naturally be inclined to.
That's food services.
With the food services, not with the retail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how we define retail.
It just
depends how we define retail.
Depends how you say.
What green lights we give them or don't give them. So I like the word to add. You had this just adding word primary to that definition, like the primary, the very beginning of that definition.
The primary sale, is that what you'd want to do?
The primary function or the primary.
Primary intent of the business or the primary, you know. So that the beauty parlor doesn't get mixed up.
The primary function of the retail establishment is to, then your definition, something like that.
Okay.
So do you want to try and read that again with that whole word?
So I would say the primary function of the business is the sale of goods to the public in relatively small quantities for use or consumption rather than for resale.
Oh my God. You want to take the word consumption out? Does that open up for food services?
Do we care about that?
I'm just wondering.
But that's what goes back to what I said before. If you had food services listed, I don't think anyone would argue that retail and food services are same if you've obviously differentiated.
If you've given a different category for them, I think that's clear.
So we give that definition, and then we have this retail establishment section. I think we could probably take away all these things, right? Just call it retail.
And on that note, I mean, the retail and food services, they have the same conditional use, essentially. You know what I mean? Same zone.
What do you plan to define each one of these?
They really do.
Well, let's move on to automotive if we're in agreement on retail, and then we can deal with.
So retail, we're just going to put a definition of what retail is.
Yeah.
And delete all of this.
We'll have it still in the chart. We're going to just say retail establishments.
You want to leave the list? Or you want to say?
And you still have the zones here. It's just there'll be one heading. retail establishments, and then it'll be permitted everywhere but the office zone, for example.
My understanding was that we were getting rid of the list if we were going to define it.
Yes,
that was my understanding.
We are, well, in my opinion, we're adding retail establishments, which are acceptable everywhere but the office zone.
And we're deleting all these.
We're deleting all the top.
That way we're not under pressure to create an all-encompassing list.
Right.
We don't have to right. About retail establishments are permitted in these two zones.
You can't create an all-encompassing list. Right. You have to have some sort of an out at the end.
Yeah, but if retail in the definition.
Right.
Yes.
Permitted in the two zones.
And I think this is substantially the same as. Then you can look at the definition and say, well, which one of these are you substantially?
Or you can say it's not inclusive.
Should we move on to automotive then?
So what we're going to do is just delete this list and just have a definition on each of the major.
That's the way we're trending.
Well,
I'd like to move on to automotive and decide if we want to do the automotive or not. In my mind, we just dealt with retail establishments.
Just have automotive and say if it's automotive primary, automotive related, then it's only allowed in the
neighborhood retail.
I could resolve the things that are there.
Yeah.
And then you could say the same thing for financial.
Check cashing would still fall under any check cashing code that is already established.
It has its own code.
Yeah. So we wouldn't need to worry about, we've included it to be everywhere.
You could probably under the financial institutions, you'd probably footnote and reference the code for check cashing. Then if anybody is only looking at this and not looking at the code, they would be directed to.
Yeah.
Where would pawn shops be in? Financial institution or retail?
Retail.
It's probably retail.
Ooh. It could be either.
Consignment.
But would it matter if you allowed them in both zones?
Oh.
If they're allowed in the neighborhood retail and the office?
Yeah, but financial is not allowed in the office. Retail is not allowed in the office and financial is.
Right. But if we're going to say the primary function of the business, what's the primary function of a pawn shop?
Well, that's my question.
So sell the junk people pawn?
I would say it's more retail.
It's to loan people money, isn't it?
I thought it was a loan.
It's to loan people money for their.
I think that the city council and planning commission
could be either or.
To keep that in the two zones, not the office one, which maybe we can keep in mind too that the office one is built out.
Yeah, there really isn't any.
There isn't anything.
East of Walmart office,
That's office retail.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah. There's no available office. Yep. The only way there would be more is if the city zoned it as such. So maybe keep that in mind, too. That's not to say that there can't be more. As it stands
So what if there's a pawn shop in the neighborhood and the office retail?
Better look colonial.
As long as it's colonial design.
As long as it adds to the general welfare of the community and the city.
And the citizens.
And the general well-being of the...
I'm okay with that.
Do we want to define automotive and financial institutions? That we just kind of just generally just said define.
I think automotive is really hard to define, so if anyone has something...
The primary purpose is the service and care of automobiles or motor vehicles.
Motorized vehicles.
Service, sale, and
maintenance. Yeah, because it could be scooters.
Service, sale, and maintenance.
There you go. Of motorized vehicles.
What is the difference between service and maintenance, though?
The primary function.
Yeah, car dealers here should have motorcycle dealers should have
all this
stuff.
Where does convenience market go?
Or you could probably just do service and sale.
Well, it's usually a gas station convenience market.
Well, it is, but it's
I think
quite
that,
different than retail. Service.
That becomes retail now.
It's retail.
But gas is automotive.
No, you're consuming things there, and you're probably buying a lot of
diet.
That's not for the service.
Buying a lot of diet.
It's a crossover, though. He's saying convenience store with gas pumps crosses over.
Parts. So does Hearts fall under automotive?
I think you fall under the more restrictive category.
I'm thinking of the old service station
where
it was a service station.
If you were in a gas station makes their money, they fall under retail.
No, they don't.
It's on what they sell inside.
They don't sell or maintain cars either. Putting gas in your car doesn't.
Not anymore.
Let me ask you this, though. Hartz has talked in the past about putting a car wash behind there.
Yeah.
Well, there. If you look at the map as it currently stands, their piece of property has looks like
James Matt.
The back sliver of it is the mixed use, but.
Do we have it on here now?
Well, it's on the right lines, right?
No, gas station.
It's right here.
Oh, okay,
it's
convenience here. Market.
Convenience market, yeah.
So right now, if we were to say the gas station, like a Hartz, was retail, we've opened it up into it's two here. Zones, two subzones. Whereas currently, it's only allowed one.
Well,
maybe it's market right, with it's or without a gas there. Station.
Yeah, no. That
was in the pink.
So what are you going to do if somebody wants to open up Jim's little handy-dandy repair service?
They're allowed in neighborhood retail.
Neighborhood retail.
They're allowed in the neighborhood retail.
They're allowed in our city.
Already currently are.
Yeah. That's not going to change.
But if someone brings in a Hartz, you know, like they already have, we need to make sure that's only allowed in neighborhood retail as well, right? Unless we want to change that.
Why though? I mean.
Well, I'm asking the question, unless we want to change that, do we want it in both neighborhood retail and office retail? Because if you switch it to a retail,
well,
because that's where it makes most its money, then it's now, under our definition of retail, allowed in both neighborhood retail and office retail,
mm-hmm.
whereas our current guidelines only allow it in neighborhood retail. So we'd be making a
who's
change.
Who's going to sell gas on a bat? I mean, you got to have frontage.
It's a change to our guidelines. I just want to make sure if we reclassify.
If we were earlier in our development, maybe you might make a difference, but
I think it makes a difference. I think you keep it in the neighborhood retail.
I mean, keep in mind, 30 years is plenty of time for a developer to come in and destroy buildings. And we've built some of these buildings in office. I don't know how old they are, 10 years?
Right.
They're 10.
I mean, 15 years from now, easy. These guys come in and decide they've got a highest and best use that exceeds what's currently there, and they'll tear it down. 30-year-old buildings, no problem.
Absolutely.
So if we're not careful with this zoning, we can't keep saying that office is built out. So don't worry about it. Because 15 years from now,
the other thing to bear in mind is these subdivision zones all have to be redrawn as part of the process we're doing right now, because they don't include
the south end.
They don't include Hartz. They don't include
the property of the south.
Hartz isn't even on. I mean, they've got a little bit on neighborhood. That wasn't. If you look at the map, it's not even.
You're right.
So, I mean, we have to redraw these subdistricts anyway.
Yeah, I had made a suggestion a while ago, but it was just a suggestion about what to do. Something we can talk about.
I talked to a commissioner who was on the commission when these were drawn a couple weeks ago. I was talking. We went on scout camp together, and he was like, "Well, we're just kind of, you know, there wasn't anything there, so we were just kind of." You know, just conceptual.
Maybe automotive definition.
It became set.
But now it's more than theoretical.
I'm sorry, Rob,
go ahead.
Maybe the definition we just add, so we add maintenance and consumption.
Maintenance and sale. Maintenance. Or service and sale.
Yeah. So maybe we add something to the definition around the obtaining of gas.
Fuel. Get the word fuel in there.
Service, sale, fuel.
Yeah.
Just so it stays. Unless
we want
it.
That bends it right in there, right?
Yeah.
Which
matters.
No.
I just wanted to make sure we knew
you don't want the corner up by the roundabout 20 years from now and a gas station on it.
Which it could. Yeah, I could just come in.
If we call it retail,
if we called it just retail. Right?
Yeah.
Just add fuel in there somehow. And then
so put fuel
in automotive.
Okay, we'll draft that up.
Okay.
Now, do you want to call that motorized vehicles instead of automotive?
I would call it motorized vehicles.
That section?
Because automobiles are not motorcycles, and that's immediately you're into trouble there.
And ATVs.
And
trucks.
Boats.
Every other house has a truck in this town.
And? I go to financial institutions.
Drones.
Drones.
Is it a res truck? I'm like,
anybody that handles money.
Yeah.
I don't.
So,
I wish I did.
Yeah, people who don't have them wish they did.
So move on to financial institutions?
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do now.
So how you define that, or do you need to do a little research and find a...
I just looked it up, but I don't really care for the definition. It says what establishment was it? That focuses on dealing with financial transactions such as investments, loans, and deposits. Conventionally, financial institutions are composed of organizations such as banks, trust companies, insurance companies, and investment dealers. Yes, it works.
Or you leave the last sentence off.
That's the part I didn't like.
Which part's the last part?
Conventionally, financial institutions, and it lists banks, trust companies, insurance companies. The first part I was okay with. The establishment that focuses on dealing with financial transactions such as investments, loans, and deposits.
Right there. That's it.
Just stop right
there.
We don't
have any...
The latter part's just a certain example.
Then you're not worried about bank versus credit union.
So maybe the city council is.
Well, Don mentioned insurance companies.
Yeah, insurance, though. So where does an insurance company fall in that? That's a good question.
I think it's a financial institution.
I actually agree with you.
So you could add insurance.
Sure.
And dealing with financial transactions such as investments, insurance, loans, and deposits.
Sure.
Yeah.
Are any of these... these examples, are they able to function without being licensed by the state of Utah? And just where I'm going, my thought process here is we can somehow define it that there are institutions that are credible, like licensed or legal. I don't know. I'm just concerned about other types of financial institutions that, I don't know, that may not be.
Well, they have to.
Guidos.
Loan sharks. I don't know.
That's why they have to have a state license.
That's what I'm asking.
I think everything on this list requires a license.
Yeah, you have to have your state.
Except cash checking. I don't think they do.
They are heavily licensed.
Yeah,
check cashing.
Check cashing institutions.
How about cash for title?
Heavily licensed and regulated by the state.
Yeah, they've been picked on a lot by the state.
So I'm just wondering, I don't know if that's a bad idea. I'm just wondering if you add something about it, but licensed or regulated by this. But maybe that kind of limits it to a more of a credible financial list.
Or is that just assumed?
The whole land estate is
a bad idea.
And rightfully assumed.
I mean, because as a city, business licensing is in my department, and I have never once gone down to Chase Bank and asked to see their state licenses. I mean, they provide, in their business license, they provide certain things, but I mean, as far as making sure that they're FDIC insured and things like that,
Utah's kind of the center of financial fraud and shenanigans. I'm just trying to figure out how to
it's been shocking.
Control that to some matter here, but maybe there's no way to do it. I'm just an idea. But I can't think of how to do it. So
read the definition back of financial institutions.
Yeah, it says an establishment that focuses on dealing with financial transactions such as investments, loans, insurance, and deposits.
Sounds good.
I'm okay with it right there.
Sure.
Yep.
Okay, should we talk about adult family care centers? Anyone got a good definition for that?
What about care centers?
How about just...
Okay.
Care centers.
Yeah,
care center.
Yeah.
Well, what I was trying to do is make it limited to our over 55 and convalescent homes and things like that, where if you generally say care center, well,
do we mean elder care center?
Animal care center.
Adult family. Is that a family with adults?
I was thinking care centers, parentheses, human.
This is adult family.
I was going to say, do you have to include the word human in there? But maybe, because you don't want that to be...
Dog kennels.
Dog kennels.
We already allow catteries in residential neighborhoods.
Sure.
Catteries?
Yes. You wouldn't believe how long we spent talking about that.
Yeah, I remember
Dotteries.
That. But where is that permitted?
Chickeneries?
In everywhere.
Everywhere?
Everywhere, yeah.
I think you mean elder care, don't you? We're really talking about...
I said adult family.
Oh,
family would be child care too, in the event that you had to go to a convalescent hospital or something like that.
Yeah.
Didn't think about.
So it was adult. Maybe it should be adult / family care centers.
Trying to think.
But, I mean, what does the adult have to say? I mean, if you say care centers and then define it as you know, the list like we just did with financial institutions, and in there you could put the adult daycare. You know, it's,
yeah.
You know, we
cognitive care.
Right.
Convalescent, assisted living.
I think you add the child care here, though, preschool, daycare.
It has the same kinds of restrictions. We're allowing it the same places, and
yeah.
You could do it.
Is there a question?
I think we're just seeking opinions on that. If we lump the care center in, not just to be the adult, but include the daycare and preschool in that. Are we okay? Can we make a statement like the financial institution that includes that? To make sure that it's human care, not animal care.
Well, a lot of people think their dogs are human.
I know.
Where would doctors and dentist offices go? That's
professional
care.
Professional.
One could argue it's care too, right?
Yeah, but I would say under professional offices, that'd be your doctors, lawyers, Indian chiefs.
I think this is going to be the most problematic definition to come up with.
The care center one?
Yeah.
The care ones?
Well, you have to deal with the word adult. That has to be defined.
Right. So we're not just talking seniors.
50 plus? Is it?
And then I have a tier.
I think that seems like
no.
How did you do care center parentheses human?
Oh, I hate that.
I don't like that either. No. But what if you? Okay, so if you.
Well, I don't love it either, but it does. Defines what we're trying to say. It does define what we're trying to say.
What if you gave examples such as? Assisted living, congregate care, convalescent care, and similar uses.
Nobody's there. If you just put in the word including, and you have a little list.
Including but not limited to.
You don't have to say not limited to, because by definition, when you say including, you're not excluding. You are including. Okay. That's good. We do that well. Not
creative. Yeah, keep going. Let's hear it.
Including, I don't know. Elder, I mean, I'm not real familiar with all that.
And would you say something like Centers for the Physical, Mental Care?
Well, yeah, now you're on the roll.
But that's the thing is how do you...
I mean, there's adult daycare, for instance.
Sure.
Yeah.
There's Alzheimer's, dementia, could be a 32-year-old.
They also use memory care.
Which I think is okay. I mean,
sure.
I think it's fine.
You can list them all day.
So
you could convalesce somebody
from surgery or
care center.
We're not talking about a hospital, we're not talking about an outpatient something, or maybe we are.
I mean, if a bunch of orthopedics wanted to build it.
Yeah, I'm just throwing them out there. Could be a chiropractor or something.
What's that?
Yeah. That's the thing, you
know,
a little acres they could build it on.
I think we should just use the automotive definition and just replace human.
Establishment that focuses on dealing with humans.
For the general maintenance
service. Well, I was using the financial institution, but I actually think you're onto something. Establishment that focuses on dealing with long-term care, short care,
the
physical, mental care
of
individuals.
Individual. There you go.
Then you're leaving the word human out.
But it's kind of quite silly.
Human would just be
it is.
It'd be but awesome.
Okay.
Including
you
this
example or including. Okay, so there's adultcare.org. out there. You could, I mean, this can expand real easy. You're talking battered mothers. We're talking abuse. We're talking
care centers.
Some serious situations.
Individuals.
We've developed multi-family facilities for women who are abused. So just throwing, making sure all of it's out here as we talk about.
Yes, they are.
Areas, so.
And there's we cannot zone them out. That is protected housing. Yes.
Yeah. And I think it's great.
Can't zone those out. Those are very protected.
Just so we're aware that there is a broader range.
But by saying just, sorry, say that again.
What did you come up with over there?
Oh, I just put, right now I have the establishment that focuses on dealing with the physical, mental care of individuals. That's it. There's no age limit. There's no, really, it's just care of individuals.
Physical, mental, and emotional. There's a difference between mental and emotional. And then you have including assisted living, senior living, convalescent homes, child care,
congregate.
Let me ask you this.
Preschool.
What zones are we okay with having that in?
Right now it's all three.
Right now it's all three on this proposal, but are we okay with that?
Yes.
I do it in an office. You do it off in three towns.
Is it currently all three?
It's currently all three, but this is
no,
the,
it's not.
No, on this proposal it's all three, but in the
all three of these.
In the book it's not. It doesn't have the neighborhood. In the design guidelines currently does not have neighborhood.
This change would allow Rosegate to cross over the subzone, in other words.
Yeah.
I'm not suggesting that you want that or don't want that.
No, I bring this up just because is the focus of the zone to generate tax, to augment the tax base, as it says earlier, the design guidelines, or is it to...
There's a twofold statement there. It's not just about that.
No, I know. But that seems to be the issue that comes up quite frequently with Rosegate, is that this is going to not help our sales tax. And they're right, but it does help property tax, and it does augment the tax base in the city.
And it provides a service.
And it provides a service.
I think the sales tax comes up because the word sales tax.
Yes.
So to answer your question, no, I don't think we should have it all three.
You think it should just be the same two zones we've
had? Same two zones you've had in it.
Okay.
Then we've changed.
We're keeping it with the same where it is. We're taking the conditional uses off of the neighborhood retail.
But like preschool, daycare, we have it in all three.
Say that again.
Daycare, we have it in all three. And that's the purpose for the list. So keep in mind that we're condensing this list. We are losing the ability potentially. We can do whatever we want. We could just have a list under care centers, but if somebody in a home up here that meets criteria and everything else wants to establish a daycare center,
in a home,
right?
No, they could. In a residential home?
Yeah.
You could have.
The city council's going to approve this anyway. I don't foresee them approving adding that.
That's going
to
go.
There's neighborhood retail. Yeah, I didn't just keep it away.
There's going to be a definite conversation on that
good,
at city council level.
It's a good point, though. We leave it just as a heading. Where under that heading, we're putting in uses that have different subzones.
Right.
So we either have to keep the list, or we have to make a further separation in some form.
Or take away those.
Well, for instance, assisted living is only an office retail and office.
Right.
But preschool, daycare is in all three.
But if the reason to keep assisted living out of the retail is because of the generation of revenue, then why allow preschool daycare?
So maybe we want to.
I'm fine with that. The question is, we're limiting it.
We're others out, but I don't, because how can you justify keeping assisted living out of retail if you're not a daycare? Neither of them are going to generate revenue from a tax standpoint, from a tax standpoint.
Yeah.
But as a planning commission, you're going to want to make a recommendation to the city council, whatever it may be. We support this being in all three zones, or we support this in the current zones, or we support this in only one zone.
Well, that's what Craig's saying.
They're going to want your recommendation.
Well, that's what Craig's saying. I think what we're saying is we're recommending taking preschool out of neighborhood retail, if I hear you right.
Well, I personally, I would leave mine all three. But I know that's going to be an issue. That's my personal feeling.
Convalescent home is also in all three.
Right. So my personal view to leave it, I know that's not going to be popular. I'm just kind of,
I would say it's not a good idea. Would retail and what they guess we get recognized that we're getting away from the city. So.
I think they very should stay under the care centers.
I would say that under the current definition we have.
Not be in neighborhood retail. That's my vote.
Say that again.
I think it should, all of the care centers the way we define them, but not the time. My whole daycare from real estate
it doesn't affect them. Okay. We're not voting on this tonight, so we can.
Well, and the other thing you got to bear in mind is we've got to redraw the zones. They have to be redrawn.
They do.
Move on to service.
That one's tricky. Good luck with that one. And it's your turn.
Wait, writing a definition on this is good. Well, just take part. Take the retail one and add the word not in front of it. That is not there. So read that definition, add the word not.
It's not in retail, it's service.
Yeah, I mean, it's not. The kind of risk is not for the consumption and. What is the definition for retail? Can we get that?
It's the primary function of the business is for the sale of goods to the public in relatively small quantities for use or consumption rather than.
Well, you say provide service. It's not sell goods.
Instead of sell goods, it's to provide services.
Yeah, but they are selling goods too.
Primary purpose. Primary purpose is to provide services.
Okay.
The goods are secondary. Yeah, then you get lost.
Maybe this is going down in the weeds.
This one's.
Okay, what about this? Business that does not work for a customer, business that does work for a customer and occasionally provides goods, but is not involved in manufacturing. Take that and I like the business that does work for a customer part. And occasionally provides goods. I don't know that the manufacturing is necessary, but
no, we don't.
But service industries, like you go to a salon, you would classify that as a retail, but it's a service industry.
Yes.
But you can buy shampoo there.
I mean, that's not the primary purpose.
You don't go there. Well, maybe you don't. I don't know. Who knows?
Most of their income is generated through the service they provide, not through the retail.
What about the Red Cross? What do they provide? What about the Red Cross?
Primary purpose.
Where are they here?
Sale of services.
Where are they?
I'm going to get taxes out of
them. They're non-profit. So where are they? When I think of a service organization, I think it's important.
I think it's a new category.
It may, yeah.
Non-profits, you mean?
The term, the heading service
care
could mean some other things. Like the Red Cross, or a charity center, and so on. How do we define what a penthouse under here?
Call services, not streets.
I mean, as an architect, I provide services.
That.
Right, so I'm a service organization, but I'm not the Red Cross.
So you come under dance studios.
Feels like you need that's a service for teaching your 16-year-old son how to dance. Brands.
converted the primary service sales, primary purposes of sales services rather than goods.
Yeah, it is still sale. So Red Cross isn't selling services.
Yeah.
Ministry that made up the companies that primarily earn by.
The majority of the longer revenue in the south.
So an engineering firm would be in there, right?
So here's one. Place of business classified as a service establishment to derive 50% or more of its revenue from the sale of services.
Like a barbershop would be.
While I agree with that, do you make them provide a, find like a.
I'm just saying, I like the sale of service eliminates the confusion that Joe would refer. If you're selling a service to someone. You're not providing a service, you're selling a service.
Okay, so, read me how, read me how you want it said. How's it, how do you.
This is where I'm for primary purpose, sale of services rather than goods.
You were being primary, because they sell goods.
Right.
No, retail can sell services.
So is that the education plan that you included in that?
You sell services?
Yeah, you know, two services and pieces that I.
Me.
Read it for that, Ian.
Primary purpose of the business, primary purpose is the sale of services rather than goods. It's simple, but it works.
It doesn't.
Say it again?
No, it doesn't.
So what would be. I want to do a brainstorm on this for just a second. Okay. What would be included in that? What could be included in that the way I have it thought of? If I have a.
Give us an
business.
Example of what you're.
If I have a concrete cutting business, does it fall in there?
Yeah, I mean, well, you're not providing a product. You're providing
it's a
service.
Service.
It's a service. And the service in most cases is probably off-site anyway. It's probably just housing equipment in an office.
Yes.
So look through this,
so
look through this list.
Okay, with that there, yeah.
Okay, well, look through this list. A barbershop, beauty parlor, cleaners, dance studio, laundromat. This meets all those.
Right. Education.
Education. Tutoring education we talked about. Locksmith, shoe repair. You can buy shoes and shoe polish, but usually you take your shoes there to get fixed.
Escort service.
They don't use the word parlor anymore. It's salon.
Well, we just cut this
a little bit.
I like the definition, but we're adding the word or goods.
Yeah, where's the, which?
So I don't know if we have a definition real quick.
Well, we're being consistent with where we say the primary, in retail, you say the primary function of the business is for the sale of goods. Were you still using the same kind of generic
the same language.
Goods, as in
good
defining?
Retail definition?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was.
Yes.
So, I mean, in my mind, that's just staying consistent with the way we kind of generically define retail anyway.
So, you want to include food service in that? Restaurants? Catering?
Category?
I would. Do you want food services in the office though? I don't think people do.
One argue food service is a service then, not food service. I guess I'm asking is
that it is its own
bridge here.
Okay.
Because you could hire somebody and have a catering company. Know that it's going to come in for service, but if it's from a restaurant or a fast food, it's still in the food. Or would you put catering under?
You would.
Services.
Is this, I have food service and food service or catering industry defines those businesses, institutions, and companies responsible for any meal prepared outside the home. This industry includes restaurants, school and hospital cafeterias, catering operations, and many other formats.
I think we should drop drive-through windows for this.
Oh, I couldn't figure out what that was.
Drop drive-through windows?
Yeah, that's what it should say here.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
could be banks.
That's like drive-through windows. A lot of convenience stores have them, too.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It's not a category of
established.
It's a feature.
It's a feature on the
establishment.
And signage.
I didn't understand signage. Does anybody know what that is?
Well, yeah, I know what it means, but I don't know why it's.
I don't know why it's in there.
I don't know, of course.
Yeah, yeah, okay, you know why it's.
I wasn't there when that was. Also, churches and houses of worship, well, signage was found in a separate section. The service. So we had Sunday morning at 9:00, and that was the service. It's like back at 11:00, something.
And you see them more and more in, malls here.
Catch on that.
Church of the Holy Ghost, the first born. What did you say?
There's a church here, there's a church service out there.
We're in it.
We're in this building.
In this room.
There's a church here?
Yeah, church meets here.
They rent this building.
I think they meet in this room.
Set up to the rooms.
No, it's set up. Sunday morning.
Sunday morning, it's on.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
All right, so we on the real estate section?
Are we gonna drop drive-through windows and?
Yeah, I think we're signing.
Signing and signage.
We're dropping every, we're dropping.
Yeah, the real estate, this is gonna be.
Well, real estate's not getting in yet.
Yeah. Actual Realtor's office would be under service now, correct?
And so would community services, special offices.
Now, that one, a big question about.
I think you used your term earlier.
Nonprofit, I think is a term you use, nonprofit. Organizations or nonprofit?
But professional offices, that's under service.
That.
Professional or profit.
And we're allowing them all three, yes.
So we're not calling this real estate?
No.
We're not calling this section real estate?
No, we're not.
No, it's called real estate, but there's nothing in here, it's not real estate.
Was it, it, he should, he meant his land. Because they occupy real estate right now.
I couldn't spell miscellaneous.
My S P period. Yes, yeah, very good.
What if you kept the list here?
You could eliminate everything.
We can.
You can't eliminate your churches?
Churches, residential attached units, community services, that's not sure, recreation, so. So what is, our target?
Would be the.
We don't want them there.
Wait, hold on. Are you saying, sorry, I'm gonna back up, community services, you would put that under what category?
Yeah, good question, go on there, because that would be good money. So, I mean, that's what we say.
It's for the well-being of our citizens, though.
Can we back up to service real fast?
Yes.
Where are we gonna allow these?
Where is it now?
We got a nice split there.
Oh, yeah, we did.
But that's our, I mean, you look at locksmith, laundromat, shoe repair.
Are you okay having those next to a residential neighborhood?
What's wrong, what's there between that and beauty parlor? I mean, the traffic's gonna be identical. I mean, so it's okay for people to drive with their haircut, but not to go up and get a key made. That's extremely hard. The one thing about a laundromat, in some stores like it, there is a, like a restaurant, you get to smell, and you're also, why not smell?
I'd rather have a laundromat next to me than a dry cleaner, because then I have a good PC.
And actually, a dry cleaner is really what I'm thinking about.
Is it one?
It does. And we have regulations.
Cleaners is above there, but it's permitted in all zone.
Yeah.
Not anything beyond what business or building code states.
I think you allow services in all zones.
What's that?
Services in all zones.
The breakdown's got breakdown, we've got here, it's pretty arbitrary.
I think we should change the title services, though, in my opinion, not just services.
How the barbecue?
This is more water.
Well, there will be a lot less traffic in the shoe.
One bill of hair, but it will shoes, that's the difference.
The last time I had a pair of shoes.
Yeah, that's the difference. Yeah, so repair this or repair that.
But I think, you know, pet grooming, pet shop, back, at least back in the day, they didn't want these near single family residential neighborhoods. And what we're changing here, I think, is we're now allowing them to be next to the single family homes. And I think that's what I beg a lot of discussion.
I'll speak to this, okay? You want me to put an Ace Hardware in my backyard or a dog grooming center?
Neither.
I live, the backyard is where they're putting Rosegate. That's my backyard.
It's where they're putting what?
Rosegate, where they're proposing to put Rosegate.
A dog grooming center.
My point being, people have come in, quite a substantial number of citizens came in and said they wanted a hardware store there. And so if my choice is a hardware store or pet grooming, give me pet grooming all day long.
The only reason I ask it is I actually designed one for a gal who was trying to turn her home in. And what you end up with is a lot. You don't have one pet there. You've got 10, 15, because you're cycling them through the room for people to, and you don't keep them inside. You keep them outside because the smell, the noise, the waste. So you create these walls with cages in the back, and you've got all these pets.
Well, we did know they can't do that.
Yeah, we it's actually zoned there where you can't keep animals outside. It's already written in there. In these areas, you cannot have animals outside.
Okay, let's, we need to make sure in every case, because I think each one of these things that comes up, there's going to be a discussion about it. Do we have it regulated somewhere else? There was a time when we didn't want these things near single-family homes, and all I'm pointing out is we're changing that now.
Yeah, but then we allow people to keep animals, board animals throughout the city. Mm-hmm.
Well, there may be reasons why it's okay, but I just want to point it out, and I think there's going to be a discussion. Well, what about this? I don't want this near my home, and that certainly isn't a service.
Sure.
Without the list.
Well, we can also deal with that when we redraw the master.
If you allow it in all
three, then it doesn't make any difference. That's the question.
So we're putting all these services right up against single-family homes.
But but everything's a conditional use. So if you've got a pet grooming business, we can say,
I'm speaking worst case scenario.
Right, but I'm saying the worst case scenario is, the fact that the permit is issued by the city and dictates what is allowed and what is not allowed. It's a conditional use permit. They have to meet the conditions that are placed upon them in order to, like with Walmart, they are limited to what hours they can receive deliveries as part of their permit.
Yeah,
they're not allowed to do outdoor, you know, so we don't have big fireworks in their parking lot.
Because
that's not allowed as per their permit.
I'm just telling you, I'm not in favor of it, and I think it's stronger the way it is right now, and I think that we could still run into some problems.
I agree with that. Although I would think that we need to keep
it out this
carefully,
kind of
that
the conditions not
allowed.
Everything is
conditional.
I mean, you're right. There is a way for us to manage it. We struggled managing some of the spills that come in. It seems stronger when it's just frankly not allowed in the office something, which is the one right up next to the single family homes. We're changing that now, and I'm not afraid of that. That's one person.
Well, that's the pros and cons of having the commercial home, right?
Exactly.
I mean, there'll be things that come to me.
Well, but again, people bought homes with next to a commercial zone or Brooklyn Valley and three cell zone. One of them protected that from certain uses being available next to their home. We're changing that now. We're saying we're now going to allow those uses to be built next to those homes. We're going to try and manage it each time those things are submitted. Again, you get three out of the five votes in favor of whatever it is. You might get something through that. It works.
Right. It opens that door's box.
If we need to design guidelines, they need to hear some sort of intent to check that you have.
I think we're going the wrong direction with this particular change. For services, because there are some services that in the past we have not allowed to be built next to single family homes. We're now allowing it to be built next to single family homes. So again, we have other regulations that help us manage that situation.
I'm actually very, very personally involved and very sympathetic to what you're saying.
Yeah, you live there.
Yeah, and so does my aunt. What would you then recommend?
We don't find a solution. That's a good question, a fair question.
Does this section need to remain itemized?
Or there's another subset.
Basically limiting all everything next to residential range or a care center.
Bank, doctor's office, or a care center.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a commercial zone. I think it's hard to attract commercial entities when a large chunk of your commercial zone is not available to them.
I have commercial zone.
So
going back to
point, we really don't have much allowed already. If we go this route, we're not allowing a lot.
Is that a change from the way it is going?
Not a lot, just not a lot.
In other words, is part of this exercise an effort to allow more to be built next to our single family homes? Or keep it the same, or probably not further restrict it for the reason you stated. You want to attract commercial developers. I'm worried about going in the direction of allowing more.
I think it comes down to the subdistricts. This is my opinion. I think our commercials, the area, the geography, the square footage of our footprint is not that big. Yet we have all these sub-districts. We're trying to really do economic development and planning and a master plan and all kinds of land. But that is not the condition used. You allow them to come, but it may make it impact certain kind of control. Don't allow them to come, then you have a very small footprint of your commercial zone is actually available for no use.
Well, I'm for further restricting it, but not for further opening it up.
I mean, back to earlier, that's for what it's worth, it only affects part of the tower built out, to be fair. So even this argument that I'm making doesn't have an impact on.
Yeah, it's already permitted between just about and just out.
I mean, it's already basically that office retail zone already goes alongside of the single family home. So even if I were to prevail, it still wouldn't affect your homes based on the current subzone.
Exactly.
Currently, and this part down here was just a suggestion I made earlier, but it was just a continuous.
Right.
What we're talking about is whether we should add services to the office zone.
Which is already built out. It could impact down the road. So
when they tear buildings down.
If things were to tear buildings down. So maybe kind of a move. It's kind of a move. It's a bit of a move.
Okay.
So I'd like to rescind the 15 minutes.
Can you give that back?
Strike it.
I'll write that back.
Okay. Well, back to the real estate.
Yeah, so which of these need a hold? Churches,
daycare
is already moved. Daycare is gone, community services is gone. Professional offices are now in service.
Community services is gone. It's not.
In my mind, it's not. In my mind, a library would fit next to a single-family home. But you're right. If you lump it in with a dog kennel, it's different. So
wouldn't a nonprofit organization be potentially used?
I would kind of put it in the office.
Yeah.
I guess it depends on what their nonprofit is.
Yeah, what they're doing.
I think this is where we stray and we go back to the list. We say, you want to get a service, you can do whatever you
want. Strike signage.
Is recreational facilities soccer?
Could be.
Baseball?
Yeah.
Or is it an indoor stuff?
No, it could be a soccer field, it could be a pool, it could be anything. Recreational. Tennis court, anything.
Maybe we stray here and this is really just another and make a list.
Make a
list. So now we have
only three items there.
Very good. Say other and then
churches, residential, and
But where would like doctor's offices go? We've seen those are services.
Those are
services, right?
Yeah,
maybe
for those services. Professional office.
Movie theater.
Okay. Then maybe. And maybe that's what we do is we just keep that list intact.
Probably is a good idea.
It's probably an easier one to add to than try to figure out an all-encompassing list of retail.
I'm keeping this one?
With some changes like okay. Preschool is gone, special offices are gone, recreational facilities, the seniors, the last two are gone.
Let's move on to section 4. Yeah, we did make some comments on section 4.
We did.
Talked about landscaping anyway.
We talked about clarifying some things, adding provisions for xeriscape, and making the park-like setting visible and accessible to the public, minimum 2/3 of the 30% requirement. That makes that jogs your memory.
On this 4.13, I had a question on the street streets. Okay, so I was reading through here about the roundabouts. No roundabout shall be constructed over 2 feet in height above the street. So it's like, you know, driving on the roundabout down there at Walmart. So comparing that one to the one up here, vastly different. You know, there's a lot more than 2 feet in height structure. I just wondered, we need to change that to leave that or?
Which provision are you reading? Can you point me?
4.13C.
Paragraph under the drawing.
Okay. In my mind, that needs to come out. Because when you put something in a roundabout, you put it in the middle. You build up the middle and you make it look nice in the middle. And when you drive towards a roundabout, your line of sight is not through the middle, it's to the left. So if your line of sight, if your clear vision area is clear to the left, it doesn't matter what's across the street. So, I don't know, it kind of seems...
And it's not consistent with what we have.
It's not consistent with what we have. Because we have trees, we have a big vegetated area in the middle.
What you have in the middle has a lot to do with what the speed limit is. There are certain restrictions.
Right. But, so I'm on the Parks and Trails Committee, and they are actually in the middle of discussing our roundabout design down there. Redesign. Part of it includes raising it up and putting in like, bigger trees in the middle.
Oh, it's a speed limit.
Good.
Please don't go very fast.
They talked about it, but I wouldn't go that far. No.
Oh. And in Europe, roundabouts.
I don't either.
So. Restaurants. If they're big enough, they've actually got stuff in them. So.
But yeah, like I said, you're.
But you can't put a statue or a rock or something like that.
I'm just curious. I mean, I'm going to ride about how it's just my right. Like
whatever. You look to your left.
You look left, I mean, yeah.
You look to your left and then yeah, go to the right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So what are you saying about the speed limit? You know, the rates to the landscape?
State regulations require that only certain kinds of landscaping, well, that landscaping be related to speed. 25 miles an hour, we have there, would allow very many things. 45 will not. You can't have a statue or a body rock or any agreed upon or anything that would impede the car as it fails to navigate the system. Generally, they don't navigate it at all. And that's where the speed limit issues come in. The new state requires change, but I'm not sure. But we dealt with it a lot because we had a lot of ground balance, so on Sunday morning.
You do.
Still do, I think you're at our happiness. That too is just to get the long way. It's flow. It actually speeds traffic, which is interesting. It's much more efficient than a light. There are a lot of reasons to have one, but I'm just saying you got it. Whatever you put in there, you got to be consistent with the speed.
Well, I think going back to the point made earlier, why the two roundabouts are different. One's in the commercial zone, and one's not. I mean, if you make them nitty gritty, one should follow these guidelines. The other one does not need to at all.
Where's the other?
I should pull them. Here. Big one on
the golf course.
Oh, yes. Okay.
There's not much there.
That's pretty much residential.
And it is. Every once in a while, I see the tracks come to the middle of some kind of truck area.
I'm not surprised. When you put trees in there, it'll slow them down.
And rocks around the perimeter.
It's very invasive. So in that one, there's been talk about possibly doing kind of
Xeriscape
and putting like labeling plants so people can see what kind of xeriscaping options they have. As their that pushes.
Quick
sign.
They'll get the quick sign.
Does it go left on the road or just go right?
When has an experience where I've actually been really like through the fire?
But yeah, they're
made no rules.
Yeah. Well, there's etiquette. And the one over by Home Depot, you got one accident after another, gets people up on the etiquette of the roundabout. And
right.
They go to the inside lane and immediately cross over the outside lane. And when they get to their exit,
no roundabouts.
So, as you bring that up, what are your thoughts on the landscaping?
Well, that was just kind of what we looked for. I like the landscaping. I'm not opposed to what it is now, but I was just like, well, that one was done before this one here, so I was wondering, is that one supposed to meet these guidelines? How do these apply to both roundabouts? No.
It doesn't apply to both roundabouts. But I think the one that it does apply to, I don't know, in my mind, and this is just me, that's kind of one of the big entrances to the city down there on that roundabout. It should look nice. And that means landscaping.
Right.
Perhaps we just add another paragraph that discusses roundabouts separately.
But there's only
one traditional intersection.
But I think maybe this is more involved if like if you were to put a roundabout inside the commercial area. Like let's say you had the Rose Gate and then leading up to it from 4800 West, you had a roundabout there.
That'd be a good idea, actually. In that intersection that comes out of 4800 and heads towards or will head towards
I've seen designs where there have been roundabouts, but usually they take up so much space that once they realize how much space they're taking up the commercial zone, they say, you know what, forget it, we don't want to do a roundabout.
They lose too much.
Yeah, they lose too much. So.
So, Ken, you were saying we should strike the landscape object.
I kind of think you should.
This is about all intersections in the commercial area. It's generic for all, not just roundabouts.
Add street intersections other than roundabouts.
Is it an intersection in the commercial? I don't want to.
No, no, you're right. You're right. You're right. I'm thinking of this in terms of just roundabouts.
Yeah, it's a direct safety issue.
No, it is.
I was almost hit last week at an intersection. I had bushes all the way up to the stop sign.
We actually have a lot of intersections in our city. So unless it's commercial only, gotten here, but I don't know. The zone, I think, the general zoning is also as I can ground this. We have a lot of intersections in our city that are violations of this.
I know.
Lots of corners.
I'm well aware of it. And
so why even have that? Why even have
honestly, we take them on, and in one instance we had a down in this neighborhood, there was a pine tree that was down there in the clear vision area that was blocking. We got a few complaints on it, and we met with the person and talked to the person, and they were very reluctant to trim back their tree because it was their favorite tree and it was a nice looking tree. But they eventually did. So it's kind of those things where we can't go in and trim it for them. They have to do it themselves. And sometimes, unfortunately, the city has to threaten, fight citation or fines in order to do so. But these are things that we are dealing with on a day-to-day basis. There's a lot of intersections in the city, and the person that's in charge of that's a part-time person. So take them on a case-by-case and try to deal with them. So
what about that? Except for the center of roundabouts.
Just excluding roundabouts.
Well, no, because the side is still
the
side.
The side is clear, but it's just clear. The center of the roundabout.
Sounds like you need a roundabout potentially in here. You say excluding the center of roundabout.
Yeah, there might be other language here.
What if you just said, mentioned it in the clear view area? Because that's what they're talking about. They're not talking about the middle of the roundabout. At street intersections, a clear view of intersecting streets. So you take the point of curvature on a corner, and you go back 60 feet in each direction, draw a triangle there. That's your clear view area. That needs to stay low. Everywhere else, middle of the roundabout, that can be high.
Yeah, I think if you read on it, draw a line between these two points.
Yeah, because it outlines clear view area.
I think you're
okay.
I think we're okay.
Do cedar hills or cedar trees grow? Cedar
hills? No.
Just curious.
There are no cedar trees.
I know, but if somebody planted one, would it survive?
Well, it should. If you're in the city history, it does come from. No, juniper. Was it junipers?
That's what they're called. They mistook
it. Junipers, cedar. Yeah. I grew up thinking that juniper was a cedar tree because that's what everybody called it. I just remember reading about some old groves of cedars. They're nice with a name.
I don't think there's a single cedar.
I know about the cedar tree.
You have to go to the coast to get those.
A cedar tree.
There are no cedar trees.
Go to Lebanon.
That's why we should add cedar.
The Forest Service calls it weeds.
I'm just curious.
We call it a logo.
They dry tree.
What?
They chain dragon and grow.
Are they a nice looking tree?
The juniper?
No.
Cedar.
No.
Yeah, cedars are cool.
Cedars.
They're real tall, straight.
They're matter. They're true.
So maybe we should add them to a list of visible trees in our city.
Are we getting ahead of ourselves?
They're all broken. They're
all broken.
We use juniper as a telephone.
Oh, are they waiting for it?
Yeah.
We are, that's true.
Oh.
Subject land, you can shut it down. They're not getting any more. They might as well adjourn.
As we look at section four, are there any other sections that you guys want to talk about tonight?
I kind of reorganized the structure height paragraph. It's 4. It's 4.2.1, which is identical to
4.3.2.
Yes.
4.2.2.
4.2.1
is
422, 432, and then 442 is slightly different.
Yes.
So I'll just read you what I wrote and I'm going to read a long paragraph there. I left the first sentence the same way, the second sentence the same way. Since we mentioned maximum height of 30 feet, I relocated the last sentence to be the third sentence, just a suggestion. So we say right after maximum height of 30 feet, height is measured from average finished grade to the top of the corners or parapet of flat roofs and the midpoint of break for slope roofs. We can leave it where it is. I just thought it might be better moving it right next to
it. We just discussed height, yeah.
I think that clarifies it.
So then the next sentence I left alone, except for the very end, up to a maximum height of 50 feet occupied space within the permitted 1 to 3 stories.
Yeah.
So that it's clear what we're talking about there. It's not an or statement, it's an and. With unoccupied space, and in parentheses, such as cupolas, false dormers, etc., approved by the City Council with a recommendation from the Planning Commission. And then Planning Commission may increase the required setback, etc., for buildings taller than, and I changed that, I suggested changing it to 30 feet, if after due consideration they feel it necessary to mitigate any negative impacts or the Commission feel it necessary. The only reason I changed it to 30 feet is that was the maximum height of 30 feet. So I figured if we may as well make 30 feet the cutoff, and that's the point where we have to start considering conditions or whatever as a change. And then 442, same thing, I moved this last sentence to be the third sentence about height. I added to the end of the next sentence about maximum height of 40 feet within the permitted 1 to 2 stories. And then again, I changed the buildings taller than 30 feet, just because that was the cutoff above there. Again, just suggestions. I wrote it down.
Can I still
it easier?
Yeah.
I'll send these out to everyone.
So again, it's just a thought on how we can modify and maybe clarify that.
Yeah.
Don't we allow residential heights at 35 feet?
Yeah.
Why would we want to make commercial short?
I didn't know that. I didn't think about that. Maybe
that's a good point.
The 35.
Okay, maybe we should change the 30.
Change the 30 to 35?
Mm-hmm. At least they're consistent.
Because the home could be 35 feet.
And they're supposed to match the residential area.
Is that defined the same?
I think the point that Jeff was making is just be consistent with those. It's confusing where one's 30
to 35. Right now, from 30 to 35. It's just, well, you get a bonus foot for if you get a setback.
Yeah.
You're saying setback 40 feet, you can go to 35.
No. I'm saying on the setback sentence where it says up to a maximum height of 50 feet in the first two sections and 40 feet in the last one, I'm adding the suffix or whatever phrase within the permitted 1 to 2 stories or 1 to 3 stories, just so they understand that 50 feet is not instead
of stories.
Exactly, because you can grant five stories.
One thing maybe to keep in mind with that is measurement on residential is different than how we define measurement on commercial.
Well, that was what I was going to ask.
It's 35 to top feet. Yeah. In this one, it's mid-rake and slope roof. So
I say we keep it the way
30
then?
Yeah.
So it is
probably moving 35 to 30 because
as long as you leave the room for the unoccupied space and the increased setback, leave that language. So there is that option for 30 to 50.
Right.
It's just you're gonna butt up against the homes. This is your minimum. Or this, yeah. I will send this out.
Why do we measure halfway up the slope? Why don't we measure the peak? It's like we do with houses. This guy, I've never seen that actually.
It's common in commercial. It's real common in residential. And your eave is your flat part, your raise your slope part. So it's halfway up the slope part of the roof.
If you have a flat top building, yeah.
Then it's top parapet, right? And it's a good question. It is common in codes that it's midway up the rate, but you ask an interesting question, why?
I think it's just geometry.
I think it may have to do with density, because they're figuring if you're taking that roof and leaning it in, you're actually starting to come back to the face of the building. You're only going to dock you for halfway up the...
If I did a mansard roof, slope it up.
Yeah, good question. The barn type roof. Which rate?
Yeah. I had a change on that first sentence in 4.2.2 and over on 4.4.1.2. I deleted the word are and maybe permitted. We're being ambiguous there.
Wait, say that again.
It says one to three story buildings may be permitted.
Instead of are.
Yeah.
Well, 4.2.2 says are.
4.2.2 says. Do they all say R? I don't know. When you use the word permitted, it's not a maybe. It is an R. It's either permitted or it's not permitted. So it's very definitive language to be used.
Right. I think if you have the word may, then you also cannot. Right? So,
well, once again, if you
today we don't want to because we're not gonna do that today.
No. That seems a little arbitrary and capricious, okay, but I think it might be a contradiction of terms to say may be permitted or may permit. I'm hesitant to use may and permitted in the same sentence.
Yeah, right.
That's my hang up. That seems very unambiguous. I don't like it.
But again, my argument is using the permitted word under the umbrella of guidelines. But we went through that.
Or say we're allowed instead of permitted? Are allowed?
Well, if you went to three story buildings, maybe allowed. Although two story buildings are encouraged.
It's not a code. I like the word R just because either is or isn't.
Yeah. Are you comfortable with a three-story building? Or you're not? If you don't like the three-story buildings, lower it to two.
You get an office in here, you're not building.
If you don't want a three, don't make this two to three.
Because we will be.
You'll get three.
We're going to get three in both neighborhood retail and office retail.
I don't think you'd have a fight with neighborhood retail having a three-story building that's so far away from residences. It's just when it's next to the residence.
I've been looking at three, four, and five-story buildings that I drive around everywhere trying to decide what is acceptable in my worldview. I don't mind a three-story building.
Like on the island, but
when I look around, various three-story buildings.
I would say, you know, the new area down by the hospital, if you go down behind the hospital, south of the hospital, behind Taylor Drive, and there's a surgeon people down here. We just put in a new office building there, right up against a new family neighborhood there. A big, you know, battle about it, but it is three and four story.
And four stories.
Yeah, I think it's
four-story. Oh, there are.
Quite big.
How close is it to those residences, though? Like if you were
closer than you think. Closer than you would feel comfortable with, I think. Yeah. I don't know the question, but I know that my aunt works in that office. She says she's in there, she always looks out as she looks down. It's so close. She knows that's a hard thing.
See, I've been looking at three-story buildings and four-story buildings as I drive around, and there are some that feel
abnormally big, and there's some that do not.
Go look at the three over 55 units that are being built, two in Pleasant Grove and one in Linden.
I look at the one in Pleasant Grove just off of State Street.
Four
there.
Stories.
No, it's four stories.
Four stories.
Oh. It's four. But it's so far off of the road there that I think I haven't been over where it affects the neighborhoods, but from the road, it doesn't look that tall.
No. Well, it's basically a commercial.
Go south of the hospital.
I'm going to look at it.
And then go to that neighborhood right south of the new building and drive in that cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
See what they are seeing.
When I'm driving down, I drove down this morning down where Ivory, what is that? The 10th
yes.
Place? Ivory.
We're by that big roundabout.
Yeah.
Those
high
school
buildings right there. I was just kind of.
They seem to be a tunnel to me because there's no setback. They go right up against the sidewalk.
Right.
And there, I think.
Which we don't allow.
But two stories. What's that? They seem
which we don't allow.
We don't allow on. We don't allow on the.
There's no setback
on Cedar Hill Drive. No I was driving down thinking, you know, if this was on Cedar Hill Drive.
I'd feel uncomfortable if that was on
the only setback listed is 30 feet adjacent.
If it was right up against the sidewalk.
No, we're going to keep it.
We also have to be wide areas
of the drift, but
I mean,
it
wouldn't be the same.
Well, we have 15 or 20 feet setback, then the whole atmosphere changes.
Right, and I'm saying the Cedar Hills are up, but that's why we have conditional. You know, that's why we have to approve it.
The whole thing is deceptive.
But if you put a parking lot, you've got your park strip sidewalk, which is pretty wide on Cedar Hill Drive. We don't have a very wide park strip sidewalk. And then you put in parking, a drive lane, and parking on the building, that would be a little bit.
That would work, but not like what they've done here.
Right, I agree. But that's what I was thinking. I was looking at one here, it's right here. If you move it, the building drops a lot. Your perception of the building changes.
Exactly. So that's a little, put a high fence in. So we're going to do 30 feet, 35.
What was it, 30?
I think 30. 35.
What happens is you have a flash over where there's no, it's kind of in the limbo from 30 to 35.
Right.
Right.
That's why I was reading.
Yeah, I agree.
I know, they're command.
We made a change on 4.1.4 lights down in Delta there. I just want to cut off lights.
Yeah, I have that in my notes.
Okay.
That comes in the minutes.
Yeah, it was.
And we also brought the deepest sentence in 4.15.
Yeah, critics of Postbuilder 2.
The interior parking light, speaking from a person who's going to have a parking lot in their backyard, that's...
It's not cut off. No, it's not a
cut off light.
You see the lamp, I think, in that picture.
Yeah.
But I don't know that
this picture, I can see
probably doesn't comply with the changes we're talking about.
Exactly.
Right.
So
I think pole mounted ought to be the same height as the wall mounted.
Works for me.
Full mount lighting within a residential area should not exceed 15 feet where you gotta come and get out.
Where's that?
Last sentence in that C, 4.1, 414C.
Okay. Is there some rationale around this height that we're unaware of?
Light pollution.
I don't know why that last sentence is in there in C.
I mean,
pole mounted lighting within any.
Well, that's a key point. That was a big deal.
This isn't a.
Residential allowed in there.
Yes, that's true.
cutoff light, the taller the light, the more of light you see.
Right. Yeah, you still
you don't want it taller.
The closer you get to the other chance you've got to see.
What they try to do when they design these things is to light overlap, which is a big safety issue.
Yeah, all those police are saying now that light and shadow actually helps better.
That's what we learned in islands.
It's really interesting.
We had to deal with it on that.
Light and shadow.
Yeah, they're saying people are overlighting the buildings so that you actually the individual never moves from being fully lit, so they're actually harder to see.
Oh, see, okay.
Than the fact that they cast a shadow on the building and then there's fully lit, then they cast a shadow. That's what the police are saying now. It's actually better to.
Well, they have for 10
to break everybody.
Yeah.
It's not moving.
Not wide expanses, but actually, not over light.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe not over light.
That'll change again. Anything else that needs to be brought up?
Yeah, I do want to move that question. So on that scene, that last sentence of hold down to lighting in the residential area. So if we have such residential in second floor in our commercial district, are those lighting being
what's residential area you're talking about?
Let's say there's residents on the second floor in the mixed street area.
You know what that probably is for? If you have a 20-foot pole and you have residents on the second floor, you probably have a lot of light shining into a window.
Yeah.
So if it's 15 feet, you reduce that.
Okay, so 15 feet in that commercial area.
In the commercial area when there's residences on the second story.
That probably
could be written better, but that's kind of what I'm thinking of, because we always get complaints about lights shining into windows, so we have to go spray paint the side of a street light. Or shield it some way. So I think by lowering that requirement, you minimize that light pollution going into the home.
Anything else? Not. I would entertain a.
I will.
Motion to adjourn.
No, break the
agenda. I was gonna say I'll type up these changes on that document I sent out today and send you out a new copy with red line changes.
Okay, sounds
great. Still need a motion.
Can I make a comment?
We have a motion.
We have a motion on the floor.
Okay, I'll make a comment after
that. Do I hear a second?
Now you can.
Second.
I can interrupt.
Question. Or comments.
So a member of City Council asked me when we were going to finish this project. And the pretense was that if we didn't finish this project relatively soon, that the intent may be that the City Council would take this project from us.
Oh, good.
So I just.
I don't want to start again.
Okay. So when they discovered that we didn't finish the project this month, I'm just saying that may.
Do they have the right to?
No, this has to go through the Planning Commission.
Yeah.
Just a comment that was made.
And we're making progress.
It just sounds like we're making progress.
It's slow.
Well, once you get through
if
Section 4, it's pretty much drafting it, and then
right. Yeah.
I think we're really closing in on the end of this.
Really, yeah, we're getting there. I'm just sharing a comment that was made for cool moments.
All in favor of adjournment, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Next meeting is on July 28th. So that's great.